It's Tech Talk time, and look who decided to come back from Vegas. What up, Rory?
Hey, what's going on?
So did you get married down there? Win money? Don't want to talk about
what happens in Vegas?
Stays
in Vegas.
In Vegas, that's right.
Okay, super. And we have a guest. Want to welcome? Who do you want to welcome in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we brought along our friend Jerry Minahan, the Cooperative Education Coordinator at Lane Community College.
Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Dennis.
How are you?
Great, thanks. Thanks for inviting me here.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you've got this program called the College Credit Internship Program. Can you please let us know what this is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. Our cooperative education program has been around since about 1970 at the college, so close to 50 years, and we are a, as you mentioned, college credit internship program that's embedded in almost all of our career technical education 2-year associate degree programs. So that's everything from aviation maintenance to welding and everything in between. My focus for the last 7 years as a coordinator for this program has been STEM, and so that focuses on computer information technology, our computer network operations and computer programming degrees, as well as our computer simulation and game development associate's degrees. And so students in these programs do a 3-credit, 108-hour internship course over the course of an academic term of 11 weeks, and that averages about 10 hours a week minimum. And it's a great opportunity for students to go out and kind of test their intended career, and for employers to get a great look at new potential talent for their companies.
Let's talk about the employer side of all of this, because obviously the more skilled, that means opportunities for the employer.
That's exactly right. These 2-year programs are career technical education programs intended to land the students into the workforce upon graduation. So this acts as a really nice bridge so that employers get a chance to teach and train as well as kind of vet new talent. And we have a really great track record of students being hired on part or full time right out of their internship. So it's been a great engine for our local workforce for the last, like I said, 50 years. You wouldn't believe how many LCC co-op graduates are out in the workforce around us.
I imagine there's no dollar figure that you could put on the networking aspect in this whole thing.
That is so, so true. It works in so many ways. The co-op cycle looks like something like you got a student interested in a program, they go through a 2-year program, they become an intern. They are hired on by that company. They raise up in the ranks of that company and eventually think, I'd like to hire another entry-level person to do what I used to do. Where can I get that? And they remember their own experience, and so they will contact the co-op office and say, hey, I'd like an intern. So it almost comes full circle that way.
I'd love to talk to some of the students sometime down the road just to see what the experience is like.
Absolutely.
Can we do that?
I think that would be a fantastic way to learn more about our program from the student perspective. But I will tell you, you'd be amazed to the number of times a student says something like, I learned more in this 108-hour course than I did, in all my other classes this term or even in the whole program. It's just an extremely learning-rich experience for students to get hands-on on the job skills.
Excellent. Jerry Minahan, thank you very much for coming in. I look forward to the next time we get the chat.
Thank you, Dennis.
Super. Speaking of bridge, this is where you get to take us out here, Rory.
That's right. Hey, so
this is Clark
there,
Howard.
You can join the conversation and learn more about what we talk about here on Tech Thursday at eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.
Is that it?
That's it.
Boy, you hit it. It's Tech Talk Thursday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.